Thunder Bay. The Thunder Bay Police Services Board has raised concerns that a member of the board has leaked confidential information to major media outlets. Board Secretary John Hannum said, leaks had been a recurring issue as the board faced increased media scrutiny, after revelations have emerged of internal disarray and alleged misconduct by senior leadership, including Chief Sylvie Hoth, which have prompted an independent investigation. All board members, along with Hannum, are also named in human rights complaints filed by fellow board member and former chair George Ann Morisseau. At a board meeting Tuesday, Hannum presented a memo he had solicited from Principals Integrity, the board's recently retained integrity commissioner. The document warns members of the board could face serious consequences for sharing confidential information. As board members will be aware, several times over the last few months, and certainly over the last week or so, there have been media reports that have directly referenced confidential documents presented to this board in closed session, Hannum said. So we have a problem, to get to the point. According to the memo, Hannum's concerns stem from two articles published in the Globe and Mail on February 8 and February 10. Information in those articles suggest, s. that a member of the board has breached the board's confidentiality, the memo reads. Those include a reference to a confidential letter from Hoth to the board dated November 10, 2021, in which she informed the police board that she had stepped down from a committee overseeing reinvestigations of 9 local deaths involving Indigenous people, given concerns of serious shortcomings in initial investigations by the Thunder Bay Police Service. The second alleged leak involved a reference to documents presented at a closed session board meeting in December. Hannum suggested the two examples are part of a larger series of leaks, the memo states. Principals Integrity concluded the examples, if proven, would constitute a serious breach of members' obligations. The inappropriate disclosure of confidential information coupled with attempts to influence media coverage of the matter is concerning, the memo reads. The requirement to follow the rule is unequivocal. A breach of the obligation to maintain confidentiality can sustain a complaint that Rule No. 4 of the Statutory Code of Conduct has been breached. Any board member found to have released confidential information would risk adverse findings and a recommendation for the severest of available penalties, the memo continues. I think it's important for all board members to recognize we do have an oath we have taken and a duty to serve and protect the integrity of the investigation process, said Board Chair Kristen Oliver. It is confidential, and we need to respect that. No other board members commented on the memo on Tuesday. Note: an earlier version of this article stated that board member George Ann Morisseau appeared to be absent for Tuesday's meeting. In fact, according to Secretary John Hannum, Morisseau was present for part of the meeting.